ครับ
All right, tell them you're on the phone with me.
I'm on the phone with dispatch. Victims in the building.
How many?
How many? Two down.
Okay. Is it safe?
So nobody.
All right, so you're listening to the 911 call from Newtown, Connecticut, released on Wednesday. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Fair or foul, was this the right thing to do, or because of what a deep tragedy it was and how it affected just so many people, 20 young children, first graders, killed within 11 minutes and six adults. Was it just too over the top to release the 911 calls? I posed this to many of you before they were released because there was a big fight in the courtroom over this. AP pushing and pushing to get it released, and finally it does get released. And this audience, for the most part, said they should be released because maybe there's something that you could learn from what you're hearing on the 911 calls. And some of them were more chilling. People, there was one woman who called up, and you could tell she was shaky. And it was a frantic call. She was the school secretary. She was inside the main building, and she said she thought someone was shooting in there in Sandy Hook School. That's what she said. And the dispatcher asked calmly, okay, what makes you think that? And she said, because somebody has a gun. I saw a glimpse of somebody running down the hall. They're still running. They're still shooting. Sandy Hook School, please. So they released it nearly one year, after the second deadliest shooting, as I said, in our history. And it offered a little bit of what some would say, people that thought it should be released, a glimpse into how horrific it was that day at that elementary school. And it also did show the composure of the 911 dispatchers who got the first calls for help. 911 is always the first call. And they told people to stay inside the school, take cover, and you could hear the gunfire on some of it and whatnot. The first 911 call was made about 9:35 in the morning. The first police officers arrived at the school less than 4 minutes later. It took Adam Lanza 11 minutes. And actually, if you time from when that first call was made, he shot himself less than 5 minutes after that call. And the one thing we do know about Lanza, by the way, is they found an unbelievable amount of mass killing pictures all over the place in his room and whatnot. He was obsessed with mass killings. He was super antisocial, had been treated for mental illness. And was that the reason why? What was it that drove him to that school that morning in an ungodly act where he shot open the glass window and the lobby door at the school went in? Of course, the rest is the sad history. And those poor parents and families and whatnot who are still, I'm sure, piecing together their lives the best way that you can, just putting one foot in front of the other. So last week, Connecticut Superior Court Judge Elliot Prescott upheld the Connecticut Freedom of Information Commission's ruling to release the calls that were related to the shooting, and that's what happened, because a state attorney tried to block those 911 calls, they said, to shield the victims' families, to not have them out there. But the AP challenged that. And then they were released. So Wednesday, that's what happened. And then you had a lot of news people, especially close to Connecticut, where they had to decide what to broadcast from that day. And Neil Heslin, who is one of the guys that you see a lot in interviews and whatnot, his 6-year-old son, Jesse, was killed in that Lanza act, and he's listened to parts of the calls, and he did say, I caught him on the tube today, and he did say, I wish they weren't released. It's just a sad reminder of what happened. And clearly the day is etched in my mind. And then the shooter's aunt, a woman named Marsha Lanza, questioned the timing of releasing the 911 call so close to the one-year anniversary. And I agree with that, saying that the emotions are very raw, it's too soon, and believing that they needed to wait on this, and they didn't. So we know what happened. He goes into the school, he goes down the hallway, kills the principal, the school psychologist who heard the glass shatter and the banging. And they went into the hallway. They were warning somebody else to stay where they were, and they were shot to death. And the staff member was also shot but survived and called 911. So at one point, and it's tough to hear, but you can sort of hear it in the background, there's a female dispatcher that tells the other people that are there near her, her colleagues, that there's a mass shooting. You know, she said, guys, we got a shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. That's why 911 is ringing off the hook. And there's a not only the woman who called from inside the school, but also a man called from inside the school and said, please. And you can hear this banging. And they asked him questions, what about injuries? And he couldn't tell him very much. He said, I didn't know any injuries. And you can hear a gun blast and saying it's just still going on. And they were trying to ask about the students and all that sort of stuff. And it just took 11 horrific minutes for that to happen. Wow. I mean, it is a terrible, terrible day in our history. And those poor children, you know, God rest the souls of those kids. It is just awful to think about it. 1 year ago. And I was away when that happened. I was in Austin, Texas that day, and I couldn't believe it. When I flipped it on, I had gotten a text, and I flipped it on, and I saw it was happening, and the images were just, oh, the things that you saw, the candy canes and all that sort of stuff, the presents and whatnot, because this is the holiday time. So emotions were incredibly raw. And still are incredibly raw over all kinds of things that have happened in that area. And the 911 calls, the fair or foul, at this point it doesn't matter because they certainly were released. And for some they say it's a good thing to help understand what happened. And others say, like Neil Haslin, it's not a great thing because it's a reminder of what you didn't need to be reminded of when you hear calls saying that somebody's shooting, someone just ran down the hall. And the why question that nags at you when something like this happens, I don't think the why is ever going to be answered in this case. We know about the obsession with mass killings, but that's, and the history of mental illness and antisocial behavior, but that's pretty much all we know about Adam Lanza and what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. Stay with us. We're booting it to the other side.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Fascinating new thing. You delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing.
A couple quick hits here on America Tonight, and here's the biggest slam of them all. We already know that the dreaded three letters, the new three letters, because I said once upon a time back in 2008 that AIG was the dreaded three letters, and they were. They tanked us back in 2008. You might have lost something from your 401k if you had one. I know a ton of people who are working for a living. Hard-working people who don't have big bucks, who were counting on what they were squirreling away, and a big chunk of that went away, and part of that was because of the greed, like the folks at AIG and all the nonsense, the bank's too big to fail. But that three letters has been replaced in modern times, here on America Tonight, by the NSA. We know the NSA is collecting phone records, and then there's the metadata and all that nonsense. But what's so interesting is what's happening with Edward Snowden, because he is like the puppeteer, and you just know that the NSA, like General Alexander, would like nothing better than to wring Snowden's neck. Snowden claims that the NSA has built a database to track people all over the world based on information that's collected by tapping, let's face it, mobile network cables. So collecting 5 billion phone records daily is what it's been pegged at. That's a lot of phone records, isn't it? But then you can ask yourself, which is always what the government will shoot back, well, why would we, do we care what you're saying on the phone? Because how could we possibly ever go through all that information? How could we possibly ever process this? It's not something we would be able to do. But the idea that it happened, were we aware of how much was happening, and are we supposed to just trust that it's all okay? Hey, don't worry. We're not really doing anything with that information. Oh, yeah? We've heard those famous last words before. And we don't, that's the thing. We are so incredibly, as Americans now, distrustful of the government that no one is really buying that it's okay. Oh, don't worry. We're not really looking at the cell phone records. So if you're in the middle of the pile somewhere and whatever's been recorded, it's not going to get out there. It's not a problem. No one's following you. We just don't like that, right? And we're talking about millions of devices. And so we're talking about Americans overseas, all of that. Tracking people, mapping out their network, their relationships with other people, getting all the location records and billions of records they're collecting, tapping into the mobile network cables. That's what they're doing. So the database and projections that would analyze it have created this massive surveillance tool for the NSA. Like the movies, allowing the NSA to pretty much see everything you do. The things that freak you out, like the sci-fi movies, the futuristic movies where you say, oh, that'll never happen in my lifetime. Oh, thank goodness. Believe it. It is happening in your lifetime. So here's some fun little nuggets for you. They can look at the information. They can track your movements throughout the world, you know. Then they can map out the relationship with other people. Like I said, expose maybe some unknown correspondence. Boy, if anybody's having affairs out there, better stay off your phones. So they collect all this info to find out who's interacting with targets that they are already tracking, even though most of the records collected are not relevant to national security. And that's the problem with this. So the numbers of Americans who are tracked as part of the process overseas is unclear from Snowden's documents. And how can they provide any information to clear it up? They won't. I don't think they'll do that. But the gifts just keep on coming from Ed Snowden. I mean, they just keep on coming. And with the Freedom of Information Act, you probably could find out how much you were being tapped into. I mean, why? I mean, it's so gangster, isn't it? It's why are they doing this? It's insane. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of money. But, hey, you could argue the other side of this. Well, you have to have some secrecy, right? Because if everything's out there, then what are we telling enemies? What do they know about what's happening? And what do we know by spying on them? So let's face it, in the game of spy versus spy, everybody's spying on each other. But when you really add the other element of the American people, the logical conclusion that I can draw is they're wasting our money. They're just wasting our money culling the phone records of way too many people. How do they know that they're even close to getting it right? It's insane. It's insane to think that, honestly. And the fact that information is thrown in a, I'm just going to call it, in your mind, mentally, paint a picture of a giant room the size of Manhattan, and that's all the information that's stored in there. But don't worry, we'll get rid of it. It's not a problem, except for when it becomes a problem. And then when it becomes a problem, what is the portrait that's being painted of you? And that is worrisome. What is the justification for spying on the American people? I can't come up with it. I can't come up with it. Because if someone's a suspect, absolutely you have the warrants, everything in place. I get that. But I think it's the pendulum has swung to a ridiculous and in a ridiculous direction. It's a problem. Because how many times could you be at a table with anybody and they start to rail on what's happening with the government? I'd say at least 5 times during my day off the air. And I know you're having those conversations. I know you are. Because we're playing cards, playing golf, just hanging out with your friends. This kind of stuff comes up all the time. So once that comes up, or you jump on the phone, you start to BS with your friend, you start to say, whoa, you see what happened? I can't believe it. And you start talking about that kind of thing. You get put on that list and you are flagged. And it's hard to get off the terrorist watch list. Because remember, they made so many mistakes with so many people, but it's tough to roll that back in once it's out. So, I'll tell you what, this may be it's one of the biggest stories of the year. It would be on my list, which we'll go over in the next couple of weeks. But the fact that it trickles out 5 billion cell phone location records a day. Who's going through those 5 billion cell phone records? Certainly not General Alexander or anybody else in intelligence. I don't see that. So that means you've got, what, contractors again? We've already been down the contractor road, which is where Ed Snowden came from. And here's the other part of that question. Does Snowden, after dumping all this information, does he full-on get away and get asylum somewhere in Latin America? Because that's where I think he would want it to be. But how tough would that be? I think incredibly tough, especially now that we know that much information. Boy, it is insanity, isn't it? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you this holiday season here on America Tonight.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
We're talking about a lot of different things on this show. Always the common denominator is Obamacare, deadlines coming up, people getting cancellation notices in the mail. And a few people, like Rick in Illinois, he calls and he says that it's much better for him. But we've only found a few people, only a handful, that have said that. It's really been the opposite for most people. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, I've left a lingering question up there for a long time, and it's, do you think the partisan divide is going to continue in Washington? And your choices are yes, no, and compromise will be tough and slow, but eventually happens. Boy, I think you can just cross off compromise will be tough and slow, but eventually happens. I mean, here we go again. We're on the doorstep of a possible shutdown again from the government. They got to start taking pay away from legislators. I'm sorry. They just have to do that. They got to dock people's pay. They can't come up with budgets when they have a year to work on them and they know it's always going to be this problem. They know this. You can look down the tunnel and you can troubleshoot this without being in Washington. So we had the first shutdown. Now we might have a second shutdown? That's ridiculous. That's outrageous is what it is. Coming up, we're going to let you hear one of the Newtown calls in Connecticut. Remember, sadly, what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary. I let you vote, and people decided when they came out they wanted to hear them, so we'll let you hear one in just a few moments. First, let's go to Stacy in Mississippi, listening on 98.1. Hey, Stace, how are you? Maybe we don't have Stacy. Stacy, we're going to have to let you slide. Sorry about that. All right, so I said that the whole idea of airing the 911 calls was, you know, some people thought it was despicable. Some people thought that it would, why not air them? Because it's out there anyway. And there was a push to get them released, and they should be public record. And since they're public record, and the AP had a big court battle about that, and they basically won. So we're going to let you hear. So it might sound a little discombobulated. We aired one at the top of another hour. So what you're hearing is 911 calls from Newtown, Connecticut. Take a listen.
Cal Police Dispatcher. Okay, I have that. We have officers on scene.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Rick Thorne.
Okay.
I'm in the building.
All right, Rick, I've got you. I'm on the other line. All right, we have officers there. Thanks.
Point in the garage.
What's the location of your emergency? Newtown 911. Newtown 911, what's the location of your emergency? Hello?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. Okay, is this Rick?
12 Dickinson Drive, Sandy Hook.
Hi, Rick, is this you?
Yes.
Okay, we're back on the line together. Was that by PD? What was it?
By the firehouse. It's by the firehouse.
Yeah, we got... I'm sorry. Well, I'm not letting them in there yet.
Okay, are you okay right now? Okay.
Where is she in the school?
Where is room one in the school?
Don't worry about where room one is. Where is she in the school?
Where are you?
Stop, police. Stop. Yes, ma'am. This time it's unknown to me. We believe there is a shooting going on at that school. It is in lockdown. I don't have any other information, but unfortunately I'm going to have to put you on hold for a moment because I have multiple calls going. All right? 911. Newtown 911.
All right.
All right, so you can hear that obviously there's people, there's a guy that he's talking to, Rick, who's a janitor in the school, and he very calmly calls them to say, there's a shooter in the school, and he just tries to alert them as soon as he can. And you think now tearing down the school, awful what happened. It hasn't even been a year. It'll be a year coming up here in another week and a half, and it still is fresh in so many people's minds. And I guess releasing the 911 calls for what it's worth kind of shows you the reality of what happens and just going through the motions of people calling up to find out if there was even, you could hear that in the background, there was someone calling up to find out about their child, and of course how would the operator no, but it's always the first line of getting out to the outside world is calling that number, and that's what people do. They call the number immediately, and they got those calls pretty much right away. So sad that there wasn't something else, because boy, that principal and those teachers tried to do whatever they could to stop him. And I think some kids were saved because they called them the seven that got away because the teacher blocked them, in a sense, taking a hail of bullets when the kids were able to run away, and because the kids describe what the blood coming out of their teacher's mouth and some terrible things, but that teacher saved those kids, and they're known as the Other Seven in Newtown, Connecticut. So you can imagine the panic among the parents. All right, we've got Stacy back with us in Mississippi, so let's try this again. Hey, Stacy, what's happening?
I was wondering if I was going to ever get to talk to you again.
Oh, you're on the line. What's up?
Anyway, I'm from Mississippi. Can't you tell my voice?
Anyway, I can tell.
You know, he's talking about eating and everything, and I'm going to go through a couple things, try to go real fast with it. Stay with me. Obama's wife, what's her name? Say, I don't need her name. I don't care about
Michelle. Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama, right. All right, well, she's some kind of nutritious specialist. But I'm going to say, just like Mark Levine said, these hamburger joints and everything, keeps their people eating every day and everything. Ain't nothing wrong with that stuff. I mean, I'll eat what I want to when I want to, okay? There's much stuff I wanted to, but I forgot hanging on for an hour and a half. But anyway, well, I always tempted just to listen to you. And one of you top people is gone, not on there anymore, so I'll slay a miss her. Very bad. And anyway, as far as people running for president, I'll be honest with you, you do not have to say you're great, you disagree, or anything. There is one man, I believe, in the United States to stand up with an iron fist and turn this country around and make it just like it was when Jimmy Carter, God forgive me, not Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan was in there because this man worked twice for Ronald Reagan. I'm talking about Mark Levin. I wish to God he would run for president.
A lot of people like Mark. He's a talk show host, and he's written some good books. I like a lot of what Mark has to say because he backs up what he says. So I agree, but I don't think he would want to run for president. I think he likes what he's doing, and he likes to handicap what's happening because he can't believe what he's seeing, and he backs it up. He backs up what his opinion is. So you got to give him, certainly got to give him credit for that. And he's doing pretty well in the talk radio business. But Stacey, who wants
one last thing before you cut me out about food? Okay, every time and you eat it, and I've eaten, everybody in the country's eating Chinese food. You eat it, it's delicious, it's nutritious, but you're still hungry when you get through eating. Okay, and all people from, you know, China or whatever, Japanese, Japan, whatever, are all skinny looking, but they eat that food. Anyway, Lord God, I forget where I was going with that one.
But Stacey, here's what the difference is. You have to be careful because it's not true.
Go ahead. That's very rude, and I'm very sorry.
That's okay. What did you want to say?
It was three of us at the table eating Chinese food the other day. And everybody opened a fortune cookie, and I said, there's probably got something bad in it. I ain't open this thing. I said, I'll go ahead and open it up. And I forget what he said about Obama. Is Obama going to tell you not to eat Chinese food because you don't get full or something? I forget what he said. This honestly happened.
Somebody put it in as a joke, but you needed to be able to tell us what that whole thing was. All right, Stacey, I have bad news for you, though. I mean, look, I love Chinese food. It's some of my favorite stuff, but some of it is not good for you as far as calorie-wise because it's cooked in serious oil. And when you're talking about Asian people and their diets, a lot of that is because they eat, a lot of people eat a lot of fish, and they eat rice, and they'll spread it out and whatnot, but if it's drenched totally in oil, it's like eating the egg rolls. I mean, the egg rolls are great, right? But they're fried. It's fried egg rolls, but there's healthier kinds of Chinese food that you can get. It is good. Now you're making me hungry for Chinese food. Thanks, Stacey. I appreciate it. Stay with us.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract.
I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order heart and body extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fate TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fate TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Segments nail the score. We only have a handful of weeks left in the regular season in the NFL, and maybe you'll be a winner this time around. I've said this before, but in the past 4 years, we've had two. Chris in Connecticut won 1 year, and Dave in Vermont won another year. So you may be the lucky winner this time around. Don't forget to call in. Or during that segment, once the game of the week has been chosen by the computer, send us your scoring guess at americatonight.net. Now it's time for Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
What's that? You?
All right, so our first dumb thing is from Max, who says, perhaps the dumbest thing that I have ever done. And I don't know, maybe that's a little too strong, except for that I had so many people at my house, is the fact that when it came time to carve the turkey, for some reason, I think I had been overserved, I carved the turkey upside down. So I didn't really get that smooth breast meat that you get off of the turkey. I thought my wife was going to kill me, and then once I had done it, it was too late. I was already into the bird, if you know what I mean. Well, there must be an epidemic of that, because my husband did that a couple years ago, where he left to his own devices. Somehow he carved the wrong side of the turkey. So Max, don't feel like you're all alone for doing it wrong. And why is the turkey thing a man's deal? I don't know. Do women, I suppose women have carved the turkey. But it seems like growing up, I can always remember my grandfather was carving the turkey. Someone else was carving. It was always a guy. The women were doing everything else, but okay, the guy is carving the turkey. But if you carve it upside down, sideways, however you carve it, as long as it's good, that's what matters. As long as you don't have a dried out turkey, because there's nothing like dried turkey meat. When it's overcooked, of course, undercooked isn't good either, but overcooked is awful. I mean, it's just awful. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Michael. And Michael says, Kate, I've been listening to a very funny segment called Dumb Things. I laughed my head off the first time I heard it, and apologies to Nathan, but if he tripped onto it because he tripped, I think it's a good thing. You always say we need some levity, so this is a fun thing to throw onto the show. Anyway, I'll get to my point. Here's what happened to me, and this is my dumb thing. I guess I didn't realize this, but my handbrakes on my bike were getting fixed. I picked it up from the bike shop. The kid thought it was done, so I assumed it was done. I didn't even really test it. I got on the bike, and I was sailing along, and suddenly I had no handbrakes. So you can only imagine how terrifying that was for me as I was on a major highway. Yes, on the bike lane, but I was still a little bit panicked, I have to admit. And people don't understand why I say that. They think, well, just put your feet down. Just stop yourself that way. But if you have to stop on a dime, there was no way for me to stop on a dime. Since I'm not a bicycle guru, I'm assuming that the only thing you only can stop in his particular bike, he only had those brakes. So, yes, it would be frightening, I guess. I just wonder, how did he, I guess he assumed, must have just jumped on the bike and started going and didn't realize that the handbrakes weren't working. And in the store, though, I don't know if that's a dumb thing all on his end, because what about the bike store that gave him the bicycle back? I would probably put them on the list. All right, and here's one from John. And John says, I've been listening to you in Florida since we got you here on the station. Great job. Here's the dumbest thing I did. I don't know how I talked myself into this, but I assumed that I could lose 20 to 30 pounds. So to kind of give myself incentive, when I went to go buy a bunch of jeans for a trip, I bought smaller sizes, thinking I would be able to fit into them by then. And what happened was, I was pretty much washing the same outfit over and over again because I didn't try them on before I left. I had lost a few pounds, but not quite enough, and the jeans definitely didn't fit. I was out on a boat. I was on a cruise, and once I finally got to land somewhere, you can imagine I went on a shopping spree, and I hate to shop. Of course, I did take a few lovely ladies with me, but what a dumb thing to do. Yeah, that's one of those deals where it's like a trick that people do. Some women do this, but probably even some men may do this too, where they throw out their bigger size clothes. Oh, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, like you said, however much it is. And so I'll just get rid of all the clothes that are whatever size, and that'll be it. I'll clean out my closet. But you have to get to that size first. Before you do that. I don't know. Maybe psychologically it works for some people. But in the case of going on a trip and actually going and buying sizes smaller and nothing else, and then realizing, oh, yeah, this isn't going to fit me, that'd be a bummer. Yeah, I think when you go on trips, you want to be stress-free. So the last thing you want to have to worry about is, geez, I have to go get clothes when we park this giant boat and get off of it on whatever island. And now I got to run around and spend some time getting some jeans or clothes or other kinds of clothes or whatever. Dumb. Very, very dumb. Okay, this one is from Alex. And Alex says, hey, Kate Delaney, I heard you talking a long time ago about library books and if you ever had an overdue book, what was the most you ever paid for? A fine. Well, my dumb thing that I did was I got a stack of library books thinking I would be able to pour through them, read through them. Some of them were funny books. I got a couple of legends, Western legend books, and a few other types of genre mixed in between. I think I was overly ambitious. I didn't crack one book open. And I took them all back to the library when they were due, except for I missed one. And I missed that one for 5 years. And I swear they don't believe me, but I never got a notice. However, now when I went back into use the library, it's been that long, the book fine was pretty hefty. The book fine that I was assessed with in Rochester, New York, would you believe, was $150. What should I do? Should I pay it so that I can go back and use the library, or should I just skip it? That is a dilemma. $150? Oh, I'd be so mad at myself if that happened. And I can't believe it. I mean, did they not call? Did you just not get notices? How did you get lost on that? I think that's a lot of money to pay for a library book. They're serious about it. I think at mine I'd have to go back and look, but I want to say if it's something, especially if it's a first run thing, I want to say it's like a nickel a day or 25 cents a day. It moves up as the weeks go by. So I can see how it'd be 150. In fact, in some areas that might actually be pretty cheap. So what should he do, America? What's the right thing to do? Well, if you ever want to use the library again, you would have to pay the fine. So it might be best to pay the fine. If you want to go there to use computers, use other things, if you have to use the card, then you're going to have that hassle every single time. And if you just walk in the building and you read sitting there, they're not going to know. But I think you're stuck. I think you have to pay it. Unless you move away and you decide you're not worried about it. Oh, what a dilemma, eh?
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.